In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Down at Zion, where I serve, we have church bells. Not like your bell out here calling you to worship. We have bells with ropes, bells that swing, and each Sunday those bells peal forth, and young men of our congregation gather in the narthex for an opportunity to tug on those ropes, to ring the bells. Now, to be sure, this text does not speak of church bells per se, and you may be wondering, what does this have to do with the text? But I'd like to use a picture of bells as an extended metaphor for St. Paul's focus in his epistle. Bear with me just a moment as I try to paint for you an image of what St. Paul is doing in this text. It's a classic text, exhibiting for us the distinction between law and gospel. Let me begin with the evident focus that St. Paul has in this text. It's a focus on Jesus Christ. Did you hear the words as they were read to you? But let me read some of them again, starting with the verse right before our text. Listen, as the Christ bell peals forth, the promise of faith, a promise by faith in Jesus Christ, until Christ came. In Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God. You were baptized into Christ. You have put on Christ. You are all one in Christ. You are all of Christ. It's unmistakable, don't you think? Loudly, crisply, clearly, the bell is tolling, calling us unto Him. Christ! Christ! Christ. Yes, here is St. Paul's focus, for here is the gospel in contrast to the law. I'll return to the law here momentarily. But there's another word that rings out in this text, a word closely connected with the first. Another word that rings out from St. Paul's stylus. You can hear it too. The word is faith. By faith in Jesus Christ. Before the faith came, the coming faith. Justified by faith. Faith has come, sons of God, through faith. There it is. You can hear it too, can't you? Still ringing from the gospel bell. Down the rope is pulled, the bell swings, Christ, it tolls. The rope is released, the bell swings the other direction, it strikes a weaker note, dependent note, faith. Christ, faith. Christ, faith. Christ, faith. That's the way a bell works, isn't it? A strong pull on the rope and it swings one way, then automatically in response, only because of that first pull, it swings back. So it is with God. The Father pulls down on the rope in the fullness of time. And by the Holy Spirit, God, I believe. God sent forth his only Son. I believe. True God, begotten of the Father from eternity. I believe. True man, born of woman, born of the Virgin. I believe. Born under law. Oops. Wait a minute. I hear another bell. It rings out a different note. It's a different word. To be sure, it works in concert with this gospel bell. It's meant to draw our attention to the gospel bell, but it is not the gospel. This word also rings out from the pages of St. Paul's letters. The law. You heard it. Captive under the law. Imprisoned under the law, under sin, under guardianship of the law, enslaved by the law, the elementary principles of the world. The law bell, it sounds forth discordant notes. They sound forth from this law bell, sounding forth accusation, rebellion, enmity, sin, condemnation, death. This bell peals forth, it hurts our ears, even though this bell too is God's word. But this bell is also to lead us to a response. Again, a different kind of response than the gospel bell. It's meant to lead us unto repentance, and then from repentance back to the gospel. Sexual immorality. I repent. Christ. I believe. The bells toll. Impurity. I repent. God sent his Son. I believe. The bells toll. Idolatry. I repent. He redeemed me from the law. I believe. The bells toll. Jealousy. I repent. Adoption as sons, heirs through God, co-heirs with Christ. I believe. The bells toll. Fits of anger. I repent. The Spirit of the Son in your hearts. I believe. The bells toll. These two bells toll forth from the pages of all of Scripture, as they do brilliantly here in St. Paul's letter. Dear friends, listen for these tolling bells. The law bell, the gospel bell. Listen for them as they toll throughout your life. They began tolling as you renounced the devil and all his works and all his ways, baptized into Christ Jesus, and were clothed with him, put him on. I believe. The bells toll every time you hear God's word. And in that word, his call for you to repent, and then also hear God's word of absolution, I believe. They will be tolling today as you approach the altar in humble repentance, and then you taste the very body of Christ, I believe. The very blood of Christ, I believe. For the forgiveness of your sins, I believe. Listen to these bells. Listen to distinguish between their sounds. Listen to them. Law, I repent. Christ, I believe. Until you finally receive your promised inheritance as sons. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.